And that crazy hick music, boy, can only mean one thing. That is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. Thank you very much for listening to the big program. This is going to be our first live effort at the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. And if you're thinking, live? I've listened to this on a podcast. Well, okay, you're just a couple days behind the curve because we are broadcasting live this show on blogtalkradio.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, I'll just give the listener number out right now. 718-664-6569 is the number you can call to be a part of the program. You can also instant message the program if you have Yahoo Instant Messenger, and the Yahoo ID is Son of Cheese. It's that simple. Now, today's show, we are going to talk about severe trauma, injuries. Injuries is going to be our theme today. We have a pretty packed house. My regular co-host, Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com is in studio.
Hello, everyone.
My sister, Heather, from MattedSpam.blogspot.com.
Hello.
My wife, Heather, is also in the room.
Hola.
And also joining us is everyone's favorite Caucasian Asian, the Jew Wario himself, Professor Noriaki Kakuin, Justin Carmichael, who's putting on his Wario hat now, and he maintains emeraldhierophant.blogspot.com.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty well, actually. It's going well because I'm not currently severely injured, but I have done some pretty stupid things to myself in the past, and since it's since I'm driving the bus here, I'm going to start with the severe injury stories. And we do have a caller on the line, so we're going to go to him soon. Him or her. But one of the stupid things that I've done was in seventh grade, I think it was seventh grade, in shop class, I remember that one of the things that they may have told us at some point in the whole, okay, these are bad things to do in shop class, is do not cut round stock on the bandsaw.
Oh, gosh.
Well, there's a good reason to not cut round stock on the bandsaw because
it doesn't bend.
Well, the stock will slip, you see. And one day I was cutting round stock on the bandsaw, and the stock slipped, sending my thumb into the saw. And the funny thing about precision instrument going at high speed is that you really don't, you just feel a little vrrt, and I felt the vrrt, and I grabbed my thumb real tight, and I knew something just horrible had happened, but I had my thumb just as tight as I could, and I thought, you know, I have to look at it. And I let go, and blood spewed everywhere. I had almost cut the entire top of my thumb off. It was flopping back and forth kind of like a Muppet, except this Muppet was vomiting blood. And so I grabbed it again real tight, but the blood was squirting through my fingers, and I walked up to the shop teacher. He was doing a demonstration for some of the other students, and I said, Mr. Devine, he said, look, I'm busy. And so the only thing I could do was unleash the Muppet on him. And he panicked, go clean it! And I'm thinking, yeah, that'll help. I'll clean the sawdust out of it.
Clean the tip right off.
Yeah, well, I ended up getting stitches. They did a fine job at the Emergy Care because we were so cheap. We went to one of those Emergy Care type places. But they did a fine job sewing me up. But I did also find during that instance that I have quite the tolerance for Novocaine. You can shoot me up with the numbing agent repeatedly, and I can still feel everything. It takes massive, like, elephant-sized doses of numbing agent to actually numb my very sensitive nerves. And so it really felt most of the stitch-up action anyway. And so that was probably the stupidest thing I've done. But we do have a caller on the line from the 719 area code. Caller, you are on the air.
You told me to call.
Well, you're not supposed to reveal that on the show.
I'm sorry. I'm real interested in your podcast here, buddy.
Perfect. What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
My name is Jet.
All right. Well, what's your story? What was your severe injury story?
Which one?
Pick one.
Well, I had a surgery one time, and they cleared the veins out of my leg. And so
they didn't clear them completely out of your leg. You still have your veins, right?
I still got them, but they cleared them inside. They
cleared a blockage.
They ran a tube, a little wire through my groin, and then when they got done, they said, don't move for 6 hours. Well, I moved anyway, and I bled internally, and it all bled down into my scrotum. And the sides of a basketball had black, and I was in bed for a month. From a simple little surgery.
And how large did that scrotum get?
Basketball size.
Good Lord.
Oh, wait.
You should see Justin's face.
No.
Justin wants to throw up.
What?
More like softball size?
Softball size?
Yeah. Did you ever look at him, Squatchy?
No, you offered many times, but I declined.
Squatchy seen him. She must have.
But you, well, I mean, you were hobbling around something
fierce. I saw you when you flashed me in the hospital, but I wasn't looking. Dirty, dirty man.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Jess, for being a part of the program.
Well, I'm not dead. And for it's a hockey game.
Oh, you're not done yet. You got another story to share with us?
What?
You got another story to share?
No.
Well, go ahead.
Bye.
No, go ahead.
No, I don't have nothing.
Well, you don't hang up on us. We hang up on you. That's not how this works. So if I say you got another story to share, you got another story to share.
I don't think I do. Have I ever? Oh, yeah, I got in a knife fight once.
Yeah.
And got stabbed.
Well, how old were you when this happened?
18 years old. I had kicked. Yeah. I worked for the movie theaters, and I'd kicked the guy out of the theaters the morning before, and me and another of the employees went out to coffee that night, and there sat the guy. And so we got into a little tuckus, and I backed up when he pulled out the knife, and he cut up the station attendant because he was trying to stop him at the gas station and the gas station coffee shop. I stuck back, and I said, well, if you're going to use a knife, get out here in the open. And he turned around, threw it, and it stuck in my leg clear to the bone.
Way to go.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, so how'd this fight end?
Huh?
Did you get to keep the knife?
No, I didn't keep the knife, but he got sent to Pueblo for the criminally insane, believe it or not.
So. Really? So you got attacked by an insane man?
Yes, an insane man.
And stabbed?
Yeah, yeah. I had a car wreck once. Broke my sternum.
Actually, I remember this because I was like, how old was I? I was like 4.
You weren't very old.
And I remember getting up in the middle of the night and you're picking glass out of your forehead and tossing it into the sink in the bathroom. And you looked at me and said, go back to bed.
It's amazing you're still alive.
Kitty, what are you? My cat's standing on me.
Cat's going crazy.
The cat has a story.
Cat wants to be a part of the program.
I guess so. She's walking on me. So.
All right.
Go.
Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me.
Have a good evening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Jess from the 719 area code, and he had some disturbing stories, actually, about his basketball-sized scrotum and being stabbed by a psychotic man who ended up being committed. Now, Colin.
Yeah, that's me.
You've got some pretty disturbing stories about injuring yourself that you'd like to share. I know it.
Yeah, I've never broken any bones, but when I was 5 or 6 years old, you know those old stretchy exercise things that you'd use, like you wouldn't use.
With the coils, yeah.
Yeah, the coils, and my uncle had given me some of this crap, probably hoping that I would get interested in sports.
Or at least just, you know, stop being so damn goofy.
Or just injure myself severely, which is what I decided to do. I was like 5 or 6 years old, and I had my knee through one of the hoops and was pulling at the other one, other end. And these weren't very well made. They had spirals of metal holding the bands to the handles.
Mm-hmm.
Right as my mom said, don't do that, it slipped off my knee and gashed across my eye and cut my eyelid open on the right side.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and so I'm screaming, she's panicking. We get over to, I guess it was Pete Field Hospital there, because my dad was retired Air Force, and I had to get 3 stitches in my eyelid. Hold it shut.
Wow, that's a little tricky, isn't it?
Yes. And the real horrible thing was the airman that was putting in the stitches was high as a kite.
Really? Oh,
this was before the times of random drug testings. And at one point he said, kid, if you don't stop screaming, I'll sew your eyelid to your lip.
So nice.
So, yeah, so I shut up, and he did his business. And then this was also before dissolving stitches, so I had to go back in and...
Have them yanked out.
Have them cut out. So a razor blade up against my eyelid, and then pulling and tugging these stitches out.
Was it the same high airman?
No, this was a captain that did that.
But you'd moving up.
Moving up
on the food chain.
Yeah, right? That was horrible, because she practically had to have me held, because I did not want... that blade anywhere near my eye after what I'd been through.
Not to mention,
it looked like I had a little fuzzy caterpillar on my eyelid for, like, what, a month?
I'd have just left the stitches in.
Horrible.
Yeah. I'd still have the stitches in.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's Yeah, that's, I've got a similar story, not quite as traumatic, but I'll share that in a bit. If anybody out there is listening, on the off chance, and you'd like to be a part of the program, the listener line is 718-664-6569. That number, once again, 718-664-6569, or you can instant message the program. Become an instant friend of the program by instant messaging us at Yahoo with the ID Son of Cheese. All one word, sonofcheese@yahoo.com. Email us, instant message us, or call 718-664-6569. And now the next person to share a traumatic injury story will be the Jew Wario himself, Justin Carmichael.
Hey, well, gosh, I've actually led a fairly safe life, cameras and all, actually. The most recent one was in 2003 where I slashed my finger open. I was at my then girlfriend's house, apartment building, and I was doing some conversion on some miniatures like you want to do when you play the miniature games and stuff. And I was using an X-Acto blade to cut up these little plastic figurines. And I thought, wow, this blade's kind of dull. I'll put in a new blade. And so I put in a new blade and my X-Acto knife, and I was holding it, and I was slicing off the little character's head just slowly.
because you're a cruel and
like you are wont to do. And I slipped.
Cruel and vengeful god.
And I slashed my finger from the second knuckle from the tip all the way back to almost the hand knuckle.
Klutz.
Yeah. All the way down to the bone.
Oh.
I missed the tendon by literally a millimeter.
Wow.
By literally a millimeter. So yeah. I clean up my finger, and you can only laugh about it now. And I'm looking down at it, and since it was a fresh blade, it sliced through very cleanly, and there was very little pain, and I was actually laughing that I was such an idiot for doing the whole thing anyways. So I wrap a towel around my hand, I give my then-girlfriend a call, and I tell her I'm going to the emergency room at Penrose. And I drive myself to Penrose, and I walk in, and they said, yes, what's your emergency? I show her my hand, and she's like, have a seat, hon. I don't know how many stitches he put in, but it was... I'm not one for blood. I don't like horror movies. I don't watch the horror thing. So I was kind of turning away when he put the anesthetic into my finger to make it swell up like a little golf ball, and then he starts the stitching, and I think to myself, you know what, this is the only time that in my entire life that I'm going to see this part of my body ever.
So you wanted to look.
So I turned around and I watched him stitch me up, and bone and all. I mean, it was really impressive, and to this day it's okay. But yeah, I've got this nice little scar from the back of my knuckle all the way down to my front knuckle and down to the side. And
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
I can't count the number of times that I've cut myself with an X-Acto. I mean, being a graphic artist,
the tip of your thumb or the side of your finger
inside. Yeah, never as bad as what you did, but mostly it was just on the insides of fingers cutting ruby lith or being in a hurry. And I know Colin used to work in the composing area of the of the newspaper that we used to work at together, and so he's cut himself several times. But we'll get back to that. We'll try to come back around.
It's minor.
We're going to get to everybody today because we're an equal opportunity show, and we could get to you if you're listening, if you call us up at 718-664-6569. You can also share brief traumatic injury stories if you'd like to instant message us at the Yahoo ID Son of Cheese. But my sister Heather, I know you've done something stupid. You've done several stupid things, but injuring yourself-wise, I know you've done something.
Do you want to hear about my thumb or my ankle?
You choose. Surprise us.
Okay. I'm going to choose my thumb then, because that was my first one. I mean, I've had like little
cuts. You always remember your first.
You always remember your first. I've had little cuts and stuff, but when I was in 10th grade, I was in gym, and we were playing team handball, and I was the goalie, and we had the little white pad, and we were playing with a volleyball, and this guy named Daryl Coors, who lived around the corner from us, I don't know if you remember him.
I'm really not ringing a bell.
He whipped that ball so hard, and I blocked it, but my thumb, my left thumb, at the first knuckle, it just bent back. And at that time, you know how when you're young, you know, and you get hurt, and you're like, oh, I broke my thumb. And so that's what I was saying. Oh, I broke my thumb. It hurts so bad. And I throw the ball back out. And the guy on my team caught the ball and turned around and whipped it and hit that Daryl Coors kid in the head and knocked him out and was bleeding from his eye. So everybody's paying attention to him bleeding unconscious on the floor. And I'm like, ow, my thumb hurts and nobody's paying attention to me.
Not only is it swift justice, but it's upstaging your moment.
Yes, he stole my thunder. So I go into the the locker room, and I'm telling this friend of mine, Anna, I'm like, I really think I hurt my thumb. And I, that was when, you know, the button fly Levi's were popular.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Trying to button up those pants.
I couldn't button my pants. This friend of mine had to do it for me because I could not do it because it hurt so bad. So I went to the nurse, and she goes, oh, honey, it's just probably jammed. Here, have some ice. So she gives me an ice pack, and I go have lunch with Shannon.
I'm pretty sure that's all that school nurses are really qualified to do.
They're not really certified nurses. That's why.
So she just says, oh, it's jammed. Have some ice. Go on your way. And so I sit down at the lunch table with Shannon, and I show it to her. And my thumb is like three times its size. It's every color of the rainbow. It's tight as a drum.
It didn't look good.
No. And so I finally called Mom and said, I think I might have broke my thumb. So she picks up Epsom salts, you know, oh, we'll just soak it when you come home. So I soak it. Next day, you went on the Walk for Mankind. It was
That's
a Saturday.
Right.
We go to pick you up, and it hurts so bad. I'm literally leaning over the back seat of the Bronco thinking I'm going to puke. So they took me to the Emergicare.
That's right, because we were so goddamn
cheap.
We couldn't go to a real hospital.
We went to the Emergicare, and the guy did the x-rays and everything, and he said it was a rare break, and it was right in the middle of the joint of the knuckle. And when I got my cast, and that's all it is, this little tiny, tiny break. But I had a cast from, you know, the end of my fingers up to my elbow.
Yep.
But the best thing about getting my thumb broke like that and having the cast, I don't know if you remember.
Well, I know that while you had that break, we went to see a professional wrestling show somewhere up in Denver, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I think we went to go see. It wasn't the WWF.
No, it was because it was Big John Studd, King Kong Bundy, and Bret Hart was there. Yeah,
oh,
that was
that the one?
Yeah,
well, I remember we saw it because there was a picture of me with my Midnight Rockers headband and I got my cast on.
It wasn't the other one. So what was the best thing about breaking
your thumb? We met Vance Johnson from the Broncos, and he signed my cast.
That's right.
So I still have my cast wrapped up in a bag.
Oh, my God. It probably stinks like death.
Probably, but I don't really care.
Oh, man.
Cast of his name.
Well, if any of you out there, if you're listening and you have traumatic stories you would like to share, we'd love to hear from you. The listener line is 718-664-6569. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight. We got Colin Burton, my sister Heather, my wife Heather, Justin Carmichael in the room. And next up to share clumsy injury stories is my wife Heather, and I know she's got at least one.
Well, yeah, as everybody's talking, I can think of multiple ones that I could discuss.
Like the time you almost got hit in the face with the microphone?
Yeah, but that's, you know,
that just happened.
Neither here nor there. No, I was thinking of my toe injury and then a finger injury. But I would have to say, like you said, the best is the first would be my ankle. And I had played outdoor soccer that day. We had a game. It was like 2 hours long. And then Derek and I and my sister and my friend Joe went to play tennis over at Derek's parents' complex. And we played tennis, and it was a hell of a comeback. We beat Joe and Shannon because they're much better than us, and that pissed them off. And
Everybody's much better at tennis than I am.
We were trash talking.
So imagine the trash talk when I beat somebody at tennis.
Yeah. So
like you just got beat by a retard.
Yeah. It was a whole lot of fun. We were talking, and I remember stepping off the curb.
Step off.
Into the street, and all I heard was pop, pop. And the next thing, I'm on the ground, just rolling around, and I'm grabbing my ankle, and I said, oh, my God, it hurts so bad. And Joe's, like, going, do you want me to go get the car? And it just felt like my ankle was not attached to my leg. And I was just like, oh, my God. So Derek tells me, it's not that bad. Suck it up. It'll be fine in the morning.
Rub some dirt. So,
well, that's usually, yeah, rub some dirt on it.
That's usually my attitude about things like that.
So we go, and we get in the car, and we go home, and the next day I get up and I wake him up and I said, oh, really? It'll be better, will it? I had a softball sitting off the top of my foot.
Oh, no.
I had torn every tendon across the top of my ankle.
No.
And because I remember going to physical therapy the first day and the guy's like moving my ankle around and my toes pointed backwards the other way from my leg. And he's like, wow, you got a good range of motion here. And I'm like, is that good or bad? And he's like,
it's because nothing's attached.
He said, yeah, you have too much motion. That's a bad thing. And so the best part was I got this lovely little plastic brace with neoprene in it that went from my ankle halfway up my leg.
Looked like Robo Lady.
Yeah. Came in handy for me later.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Derek called me Robo Cop and made fun of it.
That's because he's a sensitive guy.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, until you suck it up and deal with it.
Nothing if not sensitive.
Yeah. I seriously thought I had broken it. I would have rather broken it so they casted it than having to tear every tendon and go through a year's worth of physical therapy.
Certainly tearing.
I still can't point my toe as far as I used to.
Tearing ligaments and tendons has to be worse than breaking a leg. And I don't think I've ever actually broken anything larger than a finger.
Fingers,
but
plural.
When I break them, I break them good. But one of the things that happened to me, if anybody's out there, seriously, if you're out there, call us. Why not? 718-664-6569. You know you want to be a part
of the
program.
Too bad your mom's not going to call about a foot.
She was crazy
that story.
Day. She was
just
a goddamn basket case. But one of the craziest things that happened to me, I play hockey. I'm a goaltender, and you get hit with pucks all the time. That's just kind of part of the deal.
Psycho.
You stand in front of the puck. Well, if you've ever watched the professionals play hockey, they've got the goalies have these masks that have much larger eye holes. They're called the cat's eye cage. They're not certified by the organizations that certify things for safety. And the reason is because the butt end of a stick can get through that eye hole because it is larger. And as I found out, if you're wearing the helmet too high on your head, a puck can get through too. kid named Marty took a slap shot from about the circle on me, and it rose, and it hit me in the head. And you get hit in the head a lot, and I just kind of, you know, shook it out. You feel a shockwave, and you shake it out, and you're fine. Well, this case, I shook it out, and I was like, wow, that really did hurt. And so I shook it out again, and I just see blood spray on the ice. And so I'm thinking, oh, holy shit. So I toss the helmet off, and I'm standing there with my arms out because I don't want to get blood all over myself, and I'm like a fountain. Just bleeding onto the ice and the puddles forming, and I'm thinking, that really got me.
Yeah, but what did you tell your team?
Well, after we got the blood cleaned up, I said, okay, just give me a Band-Aid. Let's keep going. And they're all looking at me like, no.
Spoken like a true hockey player.
Yeah.
He's give a me a Band-Aid. Yeah. Put me back.
He's a hockey player. He'll be back.
Play.
So they said, no. No, I think the game's over. You have to go to the hospital. I was like, you guys are pansies. Because I can't see it. And, you know, by now it's gone numb. And so I'm thinking, you guys, whatever. And so I get, and they keep telling me, no, seriously, you have to go to the hospital. And so I was like, well, I got to take a look at this thing. And I go into the bathroom, and I can see in the mirror that it is more than just a small cut. It's about an inch and a half long, and it's to the skull. And when I saw it, I was shocked. And so I, you know, reacted in the classic comic strip shocked way, and my eyebrows went up. But as my eyebrows went up, it opened
like
the
cut. It looked like a Muppet puking blood.
And it spit on the mirror. And I'm thinking, that is the coolest trick I have ever seen in my life. That is the most awesome thing ever. And my wife had gone away. She had to go pick up a check or something, and so she wasn't there. The one night she wasn't there.
The one night I left early.
And so I called her. I said, I'm going to have to drive myself home, but you're going to have to drive me to the hospital. And, you know, that's not really the best way to open up a conversation.
Well, yeah, and you tell me this, and he's in the parking lot. I'm like, I'll drive you, and we'll come back for the truck. He's like, no, I'm fine. Well, I can't see him. It's dark. It's like 10:30 at night.
And so when I finally get to do the little eyebrow trick on her.
I pretty much told him he did that shit again. He's driving himself to the hospital.
I've lost so much blood that I'm really starting to get weak.
Because you kept doing the damn trick.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Pretty much.
So I sat in, and I sat in the emergency room for quite some time. There had been a car accident that we actually passed, and all the victims from the car accident got there first.
Oh, rotten luck.
Yeah.
Right, and so I've got this bloody towel that I'm just running out of spaces
to fill up.
And finally I get in and they ask me all the questions in triage. Did you lose consciousness? Blah, blah, blah. No, I never lost consciousness. Actually, I feel pretty good. I just need to get kind of sewn up. So I go in and they put the light on me and they cover my eyes because the light's bright. And they start and the doctor says, I'm just going to clean you up a little bit. You'll have to fill in this little nugget because I couldn't see what was happening.
The doctor said, I'm just going to straighten him up a little bit. And he has the scalpel and everything, and I'm thinking, okay, he's just going to go in there and do stuff. Well, he starts straightening up, and he starts taking chunks out of his head that look like spaghetti.
Oh, my God.
Like long strips
of flesh. And I'm like, I'll be right back, because I couldn't take it anymore. I hadn't eaten dinner, because we were going to eat after the game, and I was like, so I go out in the parking garage, and it's snowing, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to throw up. Go back in and be strong for Derek. And he had, what did you have, like 20 interior stitches?
20 interior and about 15 exterior stitches. The interior were dissolvable stitches, but the exterior weren't. Well, one of the things that they said, I'll get to that in a bit, one of the things that they said were, just hang tight, we'll come back and clean you up.
Oh, God, yeah.
And nobody ever came back, so I just left. And there's blood all through my hair and down the back of my neck and on the side of my face. And I was hungry, and I stopped at Safeway and got some food. They're looking at me like, Jesus Christ.
Because we didn't notice. I didn't notice they hadn't cleaned him up, because they said they'd come back, so I assumed they had. And he's pushing the cart, and he's like, I need a frozen meal. And I look. He has blood just matted in his hair and down his ear, and I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, what? I'm like, you look like a freaking car accident victim. There's blood all over the side of your head. He's like, I don't care. I need soda and frozen pizza. And he gets his stuff, and we go. And the worst thing, though, was they thought he had a concussion, so I had to wake him up every hour.
And the first time that she woke me up, all the numbing agents had wore off, and I was pissed because I didn't think I'd ever get back to sleep that night.
Yeah, he started screaming and yelling.
Don't ever wake me up again!
But the best was, they told me, ask him what his name is, so you know if he's okay, and I go, what's your name? And he goes, son of cheese!
I was so pissed that
she
kept waking me up.
Leave me the fuck alone! I don't have a concussion! Oh, the Novocaine! Fuck! And I'm like, what do you need? Advil! And then he passed out, and
But when I went back into the hospital to have the stitches removed, the nurse was probably the most expedient nurse I've come across.
She was efficient.
She was quick. She'd snip, pull, snip, pull, snip, pull, snip, pull, missed a snip.
And pulled.
Pulled. And my whole head lurched forward as she yanks me with this tiny stitch, and I'm thinking she just opened it all back up. Holy Christ, that hurt.
Ow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you did say, oh, Jesus, and she's like, I'm so sorry.
Well, the damage is done, lady. Just go ahead and take it.
Ow. But the best was, his parents were on a cruise, weren't they? Yeah, they were on a cruise. That year.
Yeah.
And because we were still engaged at the time. And it had been like a week when they had gotten back after he had taken the puck to the head. And it looked pretty good. It was a little yellow
underneath his eye. It had infected. It had drained
down by his eye. But it looked a heck of a lot better than it first started out as. And his mom comes out. That was back when you could meet people at the gate. And as soon as she gets out of the gate, what the hell did you do to my son? I'm like, I didn't do it. I didn't do anything.
He had it coming.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That bastard had it coming.
He had it coming.
he pulled a gun on me.
Threw a Mountain Dew at his head.
I took a hammer to him.
Yeah. That's right. And it's too bad that that's so out of context for anybody listening to this one live.
But it's funny to us.
But yeah. But just so you know, people, you should regard Justin with caution. With absolute,
or have a bigger hammer than he does.
Yeah, with absolute caution. But thank you very much for listening to our first ever live effort of the Set of Cheese.
More stories.
We're done plumb out of time.
Let's do another one.
Well, we could do another one, but we can't do another live one. So we're going to say goodbye to the live audience, if there is one.
Bye, live audience.
And hey, we thank you very much for joining us. Nobody called, but you know what? That's okay.
Hey,
we had a lot of fun.
My dad called.
My dad called. He was a shill.
You didn't have to say dad.
A shill.
Just called. I still think your
fuck
mom
Montrose.
Would have been
That's right. Yeah. Fuck Montrose. We'll see you back again next time here on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Can you say fuck?
On a live show.
Apparently.